6.7, the answer. The answer is the document that the defendant files that responds to the allegations contained in the complaint. It is actually usually very easy, a very simple document. In fact, it's so simple we're not going to require you to do it. Let me repeat that. You are not required to create an answer. One reason is that in your client's file, you would not do a complaint and an answer. You might receive an answer from the other party, but you're the plaintiff in this case, so you would not create an answer. And also, to be honest, it is just such an easy document to create. Basically, if there are 13 paragraphs, you say plaintiff denies allegations contained in paragraph 1, plaintiff denies allegations contained in paragraph 2, or you a little fancier wording is plaintiff hereby is without sufficient information and therefore denies information contained in paragraph 1. Your attorney will have the wording that he or she wants. The one thing I would caution is that you don't want to deny things like if they have your client's address and it's right. I would encourage you to, when you give it to the attorney, your first draft, to go ahead and admit it. If everything is denied, even those areas that don't cause your client any damage, it actually looks bad. And I think a judge, in fact, I know judges that look at that, even if they don't really address it with the plaintiff and with the attorney, probably in the back of their minds think, oh, this attorney is just out there to not give legitimate responses and to deny wherever he or she can and probably continue that throughout the case. And besides the fact, it's not ethical, I don't think, to deny something that could be admitted. So the one thing to remember, though, is that once something is admitted in an answer, it can never be taken back. You can never go amend your you can amend your answer, but you better have a good reason for changing the answer to no when you said yes initially. And trust me, that will be used against that party if that happens. And I've never heard of that happening, by the way. So I guess since you can't ever change your mind, if there's ever a doubt, deny. Whenever in doubt, you deny. Once more, let me remind you, you do not have to create an answer for this program.